Welcome. Please, have a seat. I appreciate you being prompt. I do not like to be kept waiting. My time is precious, and I don't believe in being coy or subtle, so let's get to it. If you are offered and accept this position, your duties will be unique, to say the least. This is not a situation just anyone can succeed in. I'm going to describe exactly what I expect of you if I select you for the position. If you find me too forward or too stern, we can shake hands now and you are welcome to leave. I simply don't have time to waste on someone uninterested or unable to follow my demands exactly how I set them. I insist on perfection of both myself and those I employ. I believe a personal assistant is someone I can use to make my life easier. You work harder, so I don't have to. That is your sole purpose here, to make me more comfortable so I can attend to more pressing matters. As I said, my time is extremely valuable and I can't afford to waste 1 second of it. The bulk of your day will revolve around carrying out the various tasks associated with the day-to-day operations of this firm. More importantly, however, you will be responsible for satisfying my personal needs. Again, I have no interest in being coy. Some, in fact, most of these tasks will be sexual in nature. Your duty, as my employee, will be to satisfy me in whatever manner I require. I understand if this sours you to the position, and if you'd like to leave now, I completely understand and appreciate you not wasting my time. No? Okay. Then allow me to get to the specifics of your duties. My day begins promptly at 8. This means I expect you here by 7. I need my files in order, my schedule set and confirmed, and I need a fresh cup of hot coffee. Black, 1 sugar, on my desk when I walk in. I take my coffee at my desk. While I'm doing so, you will approach me and ready me for the day. I need to look immaculate at all times. You're going to kneel at my feet, polish my pumps. I want them absolutely gleaming. Then, once I find them satisfactory, you will push up my skirt, I will part my thighs, and you are going to service me, just like that, on your knees while I enjoy my coffee and mentally prepare myself for the day. Part of your duties, of course, will be the training period. While I have no doubt you'll be able to figure out most of the tasks associated with the smooth running of the office, the items that pertain to me personally require a bit more finesse. I am very specific as to how I'm to be serviced. I expect you to learn how I require things as quickly as possible. For example, attending to my pussy. You're going to learn exactly how to please me as I expect. I enjoy being licked slow until I'm dripping wet. Then I want you to use your fingers inside me. 1 finger to start, then a second when you hear a change in my breathing. With your tongue still at my clit, I like a steady rhythm of finger pumping and tongue swirling at a steady pace. I want your lips and your tongue wet. If I'm not on a call, I want to feel you moan into my pussy as well. I like to be pleasured slowly. This is paramount. That doesn't mean I don't want you to be eager. I want you to love your job. But the moment I start to feel you get out of control, you will be physically corrected. The object will not always be to finish, but rather to benefit my personal work ethic. I'm able to problem solve, think clear, and perform at a level that is expected of someone with my executive title when free of stress. When I want to finish, I'll simply hold your head in place and take your mouth. When I need relaxation, when I need focus, I expect your mouth to provide it. At any time during the day, you'll be expected to relieve my stresses. This may happen once daily or several times. It will be your responsibility to tend to my needs. When I'm sitting at my desk for too long, you are to crawl under my desk and relax me. I expect you to be proactive in this. If I shoo you away, you are to wait in the corner. When you are not in use, you are to stand off to the side, seen and not heard. If I need you, I will beckon you. You are not to leave my sight. I want you at my beck and call at all times. Opal here. I still want to hear what they have to say. Hold on a sec. Stand up. Take your suit off. No, use the valet stand. Right there. Mm-hmm. You know, while I'm thinking about it, send the details over to Mark. I'd like to get his input on it. Yeah. Find an hour in my schedule next week for us to meet up before Friday. Yeah. Okay. Good. Excellent. Do you enjoy my eyes on your body? Don't be shy. Some days I don't leave my office. And on those occasions, you will not be allowed clothing. You will stay nude, and I expect your body to be on display for my enjoyment. You will be no different than the paintings or photographs presented here. You'll be art for me to enjoy. Let's see. Turn around. Again. Yes. You'll do quite well. In addition, if I require entertainment or a momentary escape from my routine, you will remove your cockroach trousers and edge for my pleasure. This process may last a few minutes or a few hours, depending on my mood. I will need you to remain in a constant state of arousal for my benefit. You are to be eager and willing at all times. As for personal grooming, I require you to be completely bare. If you are offered the position, I will set up an appointment with someone who will see to this weekly. In addition, you'll have a wardrobe selected for you in entirety. You will dress how I want you to dress. You will look how I want you to look, smell how I want you to smell at all times. Now, kneel. I want to see how you look on your knees. Eyes on the floor. Better. Oh, yeah. You look like you belong down there. That's very good. Here, hold my coffee. Good. I expect you useful at all times. If I offer you this position, I need you to keep in mind one single word. Obedience. I require complete and total obedience from my staff, and you as my personal assistant will need to follow every task efficiently and without hesitation. As I do not often have time to adhere to a strict exercise schedule, instead I will use you more vigorously. These sessions will be frantic and savage, I assure you. The idea is to get my heart rate up as quickly as possible. I will most likely fuck you seated, reverse and standard cowgirl, using you hard and fast for as long as I can. It's really good for the legs. Actually, this may occur several times throughout the workday. How's your stamina? Good. In addition, you will find that my associates will, on occasion, how do I put this, frustrate me. You will be responsible for relieving those frustrations, too. You will bend over my desk, palms flat. When I have aggravation, I need to get it out, physically. I'm going to punish you. Hard. Sometimes it will be with my bare hands, others with your belt. You'll be outfitted with only the finest Italian leather. Craftsmanship like that, it forces the moans and whimpers that have a habit of melting all the stress away from me. I do not plan to be gentle. You will leave the office covered in lashes, bruises, often. I see you're squirming down there and growing fuller and fuller as well. Don't be embarrassed. This is a positive thing. Frankly, the fact that you're visibly aroused by this increases your chances of getting the position. Ideally, I'd like to hire someone who looks forward to coming to work every day. But make no mistake, if you are offered this position, your pleasure is completely secondary. Your sole focus is to attend to my needs. I think I've seen all I need to see at the moment. You may stand and put your clothes back on. So, do you feel like you'd be interested in working for me?